I like the trailer. It's good.
Super good. A number one time.
Love, love, love it. Love that Joker.
None of Gungans for my taste.
The Gungans were using Brand X.
Stupid.
Gets you a grin again and again.
Again, again.
Yeah, it's funny.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to another fun and festive episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm talking all fast because for the last 20 goddamn minutes we've been talking about Star Wars and we didn't save it for the podcast, but now we're going to talk about it again. I'm really excited. Amanda, Randy, David, we're all here. Yay, say hi.
Great.
Hi.
Star Wars.
So much Star Wars. Oh my god, Star Wars. Buying tickets.
Yes.
Tickets now.
We are in line.
Yeah.
Live from in line.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
It happened. It was a thing. It happened. I actually recorded like the first football game on my DVR in forever, and fast forwarded through all that football nonsense to get to the trailer. My kids are like watching, like, Dad, are we gonna watch the football game? I'm like, I don't want to watch this game. It's like the Giants versus the Eagles. What the fuck do I care?
That's kind of a cruel joke though for like the Star Wars fans and geeks in general, making us watch a sporting event.
Yeah. I'm like, sons of bitches. Damn you, Disney, and your synergy from owning ESPN.
Well, that's okay, because it was online practically instantaneously anyway, which is how I saw it.
Yeah, and it was all fine and dandy. But
yeah.
So I liked the shit out of it, and I will gush over it in length. But let's go to Amanda first.
As someone who doesn't know anything about what's happening.
And none of us do.
Well, I mean, listening to Randy talk about watching it frame by frame and his conjectures about what's going on.
That's
makes
true.
Me, I oh. mean, so it, makes, it makes it very clear that I have no idea what any of this actually is, but I like what I see.
You like the flashing pictures.
Yeah. It's all bright and shiny.
That's right.
And Harrison Ford's in it for like more than a half a second. So that's cool.
Well, let's do this. Let's do first impressions. Justin, what was your first impression?
Blown away. Can't wait. Super excited.
Randy, first impression.
I loved the music. The whole thing kind of felt like very kind of a downer. Like it was all emo. But
it was very sad.
Like it's Empire Strikes Back without A New Hope. Like we're just gonna get to the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, I got the impression from watching this that most people in the movie don't know what happened at the end of Return of the Jedi because Johan's telling them like it's all true. Everything you heard is true. I'm like, shouldn't everybody know it's true? Aren't you guys like famous with like movies about you and stuff?
Mm-mm. The Empire always wins.
Yeah,
and they're rewriting the history books, Dave.
Oh, here you go. What also surprised me was I think we've gotten so used to CGI characters in the background that on a lot of the scenes where we saw like people, because Abrams was using people, not CGI clones or CGI troopers. It felt kind of sparse. Like, I don't know if you picked up on, like, when Finn and, like, Poe, like, kind of, like, pat each other on the shoulder. There's, like, nine people there. And, like, anytime you see, like, troopers, there's, like, eight of them. And so it just, I know it'll be great, but it felt kind of weird because we're so used to, like, let's just put 3 trillion fuckers in the background.
I thought it looked fine.
Oh, I mean, fine. I'm just saying that.
I mean, I didn't think it looked sparse.
No, okay. So I'm the asshole.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't.
In most cases.
Yeah. I also don't watch as much Star Wars as the rest of you.
That's probably true. That music though was awesome, Randy. We got a lot of remixes of our favorite themes.
Yeah, and so again, when we see Darth Vader's helmet with Kylo Ren actually addressing it, you hear a little bit, just a real soft in the background, the breathing of Darth Vader. And I'm talking on that topic. I'm going to bring up something that completely shattered one of my theories. My theory was Kylo Ren's helmet that we see him wear was actually going to be part of Darth Vader's modified helmet. Like, he found the wreckage, you know, on Endor all burnt out and shit, and I thought he was going to take it, modify what was left of the helmet into his own. Because it's all gnarly looking. It's all beat up, especially if you've ever seen, like, any of those giant 4 foot tall Kylo Ren figures in the stores, you can look at the helmet and it's all beat to shit. So it looks like maybe it was melted or something at some point. So I totally thought he was going to be wearing Darth Vader's bucket. But is that if this is
on a shrine instead?
Yeah, if it's cut together the way it looks like it is in the trailer, that's not the case.
But what if it's beat up because him and Luke have met before? Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, like you went to Luke's like, hey, dude, I wanted to learn from your dad. You killed him. You're the next best.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Luke says, get the fuck out of my house.
Hey, and so is Kylo Ren like force-sucking Oscar Isaac's face in the trailer? Is that what's happening?
Like, it looks like he's like
a Vulcan mind probe type thing?
It looks like he's interrogating him or something.
Ooh. Yeah, like it's like he's like brain choking him or something. Like, yeah. He's doing like the Iron Claw without touching him.
I like it.
It's kind of like it almost looks like Oscar Isaacs is in, you know, like how Dooku has Obi-Wan in like that force field thing kind of floating in the air. Yeah, but it's like a red.
Shut up, Rain. I'll bring the prequels into this. We're talking.
That was so lame when his arms are just at his sides and he's just kind of floating at like a 45-degree angle.
And he's kind of like spinning around slowly.
The balcony down and like pushes him. Like, was it supposed to be on top of him? I don't even know what happened.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, sorry to bring up the prequels.
That's awkward.
But it looked kind of similar.
But you know what else I got from the trailer? It's like we're going to be on Jakku for a long fucking time.
Yes.
That was true. My gripe last episode about
it's
being
the
a
new Tatooine.
But I'll give them credit. It looks like a lot's going to happen there. It looks like we got some Falcon chases. We got some stuff. But I don't want to see Rey putzing around Anakin Skywalker episode 1 style for like 20 fucking minutes.
I really like how the ships look. The TIE fighters have the wings look a little bit different. The X-Wings look like they have way more detail on the chassis. There's just a lot going on with those starfighters.
Yeah, I think the TIE fighters are probably bigger than the original trilogy version because it's meant to seat two pilots. One's a dedicated pilot and another one's a gunner. And it's kind of hard to tell from what we've seen so far, but from the toys, there's like a little movable gun turret on the bottom of the TIE fighter cockpit ball itself. So that's kind of interesting. And I really like the shot where you see it just kind of, it gets hit by something and it explodes and starts spinning into the atmosphere of the planet. And you see like the wing panels kind of shuddering and just kind of, it just felt very realistic, you know?
Yeah, it was cool that it took more, and a lot of them look like they took more than one like blast, you know?
Yeah.
In the original trilogy, it's like one blast and they're done. It's also cool to see BB-8 in the back of one of the X-Wings. I mean, we all assumed at one point he was going to make it to the back and be like an R2 unit, but it was cool to actually see him for like half a second that that's actually what he's going to do.
And that one shot of Rey walking up like a sand dune and you see BB-8 rolling behind her.
Yeah.
Just seeing how BB-8 reacts on a soft sandy surface, knowing that it's real, that it's practical. It just looks so cool. And seeing her like excavating the insides of a down Star Destroyer. You see like the giant hangar bay there. She's rappelling down. It's so cool.
Yeah, and we got lightsaber. We got Kylo Ren in the rain. And if you go to like 123 in the trailer, it's like raining, and like he's got like five guys around him. They don't look like your standard stormtroopers. Looks like there might be some more Knights of Ren or something.
Yeah, some of them are holding big ass guns, but it looks like they're all wearing black and they all have different style helmets on. So those could be the Knights of Ren we've heard about for sure.
Yeah, it looks like a couple Mandalorians maybe.
Oh,
a couple guys with big ass force pikes.
Yes, that's interesting you say that because it's always kind of dark when it shows them. And he's kind of got like that faceplate in front of his that goes. It's like a vertical faceplate. I don't know how else to describe it, but whereas Mandalorians have that kind of that T shape, on their mask. That just kind of reminds me. It's like a closed T is what it more or less looked like for Kylo Ren. And then I got a closer look at the guys next to him, and theirs looked a little bit more open. But I was like, what Mandalorians? I got scared. You know what would be cool, though, is if when they're in the forest, what's the dude's name? Like, Finn? Is that what his name is?
Finn, yeah.
If he's fighting Kylo Ren, wouldn't that be awesome? If maybe he got the upper hand, but then a bunch of red lightsabers turned on in the forest, and then, like, the shit went down, and then Luke comes, and there's a green lightsaber all of a sudden. You're like, oh, my God, this is going to be the greatest movie ever.
Like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it.
I just want to see... I like it when one Jedi or one Sith is fighting two people or more. I think Darth Maul spoiled us. When he's not even paying attention to Obi-Wan Kenobi and he's just willy-nilly twirling about. I think that that looks badass, and I want to see Luke Skywalker be the new Darth Maul.
Yeah, I want Luke just to just come in and be like, even though he's old, he's like, still way more powerful than both you bitches.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, take this shit no more. Both your sides are wrong. You're both evil.
Yes.
Did Yoda die?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I was just thinking about Yoda for some reason.
He died of a broken heart because Luke left.
Oh, because you said Luke would be an old guy. And I was thinking that, well, Yoda was really old, too.
Yeah. He was like 800. And change. Yeah, those helmets are gnarly.
Yeah, I just don't know what I'm looking at, but I like it. And then, well, what about, you know, we got that poster, and couldn't help but notice in the top right there was a spherical object of death, maybe a Death Star, maybe Starkiller Base, maybe something. What do you think is happening?
I think they would have learned by now.
Deathticle?
Yeah. What are we thinking that is, Justin?
I'm going to have to go with Death Star 3.0, because it's got that sweet little... force field to prevent any and all trench runs.
And it's got a giant ass trench.
Yeah, we made the trench way bigger, but we put a shield over it. Seemed obvious. I don't know what happened the first 2 times.
I mean, we need to have the trench.
I mean, we have windows on our ships.
It's a trench big enough to fly a Star Destroyer into.
There you go. It's pretty big.
But man, so I've heard people referring to it as Starkiller Base. And I don't know if it's just because they don't have nobody really knows what it actually is. My understanding was Starkiller Base was an actual base on that snow planet that we see, like all the troopers lining up at, you know, that big grand show of First Order might that we know is Starkiller Base. So how do you think they're connected?
I think
David, I know you have a theory.
I do. I sent you another screenshot from the trailer. I think that it's that Starkiller Base, and I know no spoilers, so I'm not spoiling anything that I know for concrete truth. This is my own theory, is that I think that the planet is going to be the ice planet, and then at one point it's going to like separate in the middle, and that's when the laser is going to come out. And I sent you guys an image of Starkiller. And you can see a trench, and I bet that's the base. That's as the base is opening. Ooh. And like I said, I could be way wrong, but I think
so like a giant Pokeball, it's just going to split at the center.
So basically, they have bisected the planet, and they've built the laser into the center of the planet, and they open up, they shoot, and they can close it back up.
They're in
I don't
the
think
computer.
Planets work that way.
Well, it's fake.
They got like tractor beams and stuff.
That's true.
I know they normally don't work that way.
But... it's Forerunner technology.
That's right. It's fucking Forerunner.
I don't know. Kind of strains credibility.
It's like in GoldenEye when the lake opens and a giant satellite comes out.
Yeah, it's just like GoldenEye.
GoldenEye technology, Amanda.
I don't remember that.
I mean, that's from 95. That's just been around 20 years.
What if it's just a giant jet that moves the planet so no one can find it?
Yeah. it does kind of look like it could be a big jet engine because it's all glowing orange on the inside. Uh-huh. It's either a giant fucking gun or an engine.
Maybe it's just a really tiny droid that they blew up real big just to fuck with us.
Yeah.
Like we're going to get there and it's going to be like the size of like BB-8. And it's like BB-8's nemesis, but they made it all big just to say, just to fuck with us. Be like, damn you, Abrams, you did it again.
I like all the stormtroopers at the bottom of the poster.
Yeah.
I think they look cool.
Yeah, and so I mean, let's go to the Mark Hamill thing. Mark Hamill not on the poster, not really in the trailer. I mean, that's probably him with his hand on R2-D2 in the trailer. But I mean, no reveal of Mark Hamill yet. Are we thinking that's a good thing, and they're just saving it for like the most badass reveal in the history of cinema, and they don't want to spoil it?
I think so. I think that I am not alone in that Luke is the hero in my Star Wars story, and he's who I'm interested in. I know you like Vader, and I honestly believe that he has no redeeming qualities. He's killed a lot of people and blew up a planet, and he murdered kids. He's a piece of shit.
He's like the born-again Christian of the Star Wars universe. As long as he repents on his deathbed, he's okay.
Whereas Luke is my hero.
Definitely the hero.
Well, I know he's the hero, but he's my hero. I love him to death. And I think that so many moviegoers are going to be our generation, and I almost feel like it's our own little special treat for being so patient.
Right. They're giving us the fan service with Han, like letting us see him a lot and letting us know that he's going to play a big part. But the big, like, Kamehameha, oh my God, that just happened moment is going to be, I'm with you 100%, Justin, when some fucking dude in a brown cloak walks out and, like, busts back the hood and it's fucking Luke Skywalker. You're like, holy shit, I need my kid after you, motherfucker.
So, like, 50 seconds into the trailer, we see, like, what looks like the bridge of a Star Destroyer with Kylo Ren standing in front of the window and something really bright and red outside.
Now, is that Kylo Ren? He's got the beveled helmet?
It's got the beveled helmet. At first I thought it was Phasma.
Right, but then they go to the front and it's Ren.
Because it almost looks like it's got the half cloak thing like Phasma does as well. So I'm really torn up about it, but it goes to a close up of Kylo Ren after that. So
yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm pretty sure it's because it doesn't look like armor. I'm pretty sure that's Kylo Ren, but we never saw the back of his helmet, so it's interesting to see that he's almost got like a modified Vader back of his helmet.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that either until I had seen the toys just last month, and that's what made me think, you know, it's got the right shape as a Vader helmet, it's all beat up like Vader's would theoretically be. That's why my theory was, oh wow, maybe he's just modified it and he's wearing Vader's helmet, but I think he just modeled it after Vader's helmet because he's obsessed with the man.
Ooh.
Psycho.
Who do we suppose is the person that asked Rey, who are you? In the voiceover at the beginning of the trailer. This is the first words in the trailer. It's, who are you? She says, I'm no one. Who do you think that is?
I don't know. Now I want to listen to it again. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know Star Wars.
Was it a male voice?
That was a lady, I think.
Okay, I thought it was a lady.
Maybe it's one of those witch. This is the Night Sisters.
Maybe. It almost sounds like Gwendolyn Christie, so it could be Phasma.
Oh,
but I don't know how much Phasma is going to be talking. I hope she's badass. She just looks cool.
She looks like a giant.
But Star Wars does good. When people look cool, they're usually pretty cool. Like Maul and Fett and Jango Fett. You know, they all looked cool, and they all were pretty cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully they keep that streak alive.
What's an example besides Jar Jar Binks of someone not looking cool and then not being cool?
I don't know. Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, but at the time we thought Anakin looked pretty cool, though.
No, I'm just kidding. I've nothing against Anakin Skywalker.
Grievous looked cool when he was not cool.
Yeah, that's painfully true.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. He's a robot.
Fucking batch. I thought the guys with the crazy prune faces when Obi-Wan Kenobi lands on the planet where he rides the dinosaur to attack Grievous, there's like these crazy tall guys with skinny heads and prune faces and stuff.
The Utapalians?
Yeah. I thought they looked cool, but when he started talking, I became less impressed.
Like that big buff strong dude with like a Mike Tyson voice?
Right. I thought they were going to be bad guys. I wasn't prepared for them to be like prisoners on their planet. I was like, oh, they're just prisoners. Who cares?
And they held out a long time and not giving up their secrets. Jedi lands 2 seconds later, they're up there.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. He's got some real morals there.
I like how he landed in the right spot. Normally, people got to trek for like 10 miles to get to where they want to go. And he lands just a few decks below where he needs to be.
Must be that force in him.
Yeah, telling him where to go. That's pretty goddamn good. So yes, love the sound, love the music, love the starships. I think everything about it looks like Star Wars, but it feels very new, which I like.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I know we've talked about in the past that, you know, even though we've had this kind of hysteria before with the prequels, they were a very different animal to where this feels like the Star Wars of our childhood. This feels like an extension of like this. I feel like I'm like 8 years old again or something like that. Toward the prequels were cool and I like them, but they didn't give me the same feel. To where I think this really, really feels like this is the movie that comes after Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's the way that the film was shot that is giving you that vibe too? Like how they want to use practical effects versus mostly CGI?
Yeah, I think what it is, it's got that lived-in feel that the original trilogy had, to where everything in the prequels was kind of clean. You know, the clones and the droids and even the starships, everything was so clean and pretty, to where I think, you know, a lot of what we associate, because we're following the Rebels a lot of the time and they have broken-ass shit, so imperfection is what we're used to in Star Wars, I think. Like, these planets have been around for thousands of years. These droids are, like, 80 to 100 years old, you know. They look old. And I think that's what it is.
Interesting.
I don't know if you guys heard, but like they're really, really trying to like up the secrecy on this film, and you know that's why they haven't, all the trailers have had like really no story and stuff like that. Disney also announced that they're going to do almost no press screenings for the film, which is usually what they do for films that are no good. But in this case, I mean, it sucks for us because I was hoping to go to like every press screening and see like 8 times for free before it even came out, and then pay to see it 8 more times. But I almost feel like they have the confidence in this film to be like, I know you're already going to see it. It's kind of like the Transformers model, that Transformers get terrible reviews but still make $1 billion. I think that this movie, they're like, this movie is good. Everyone's already going to see it. We don't need the free press of like a review. So I don't know. Do you guys have a different take on that?
I would agree with you. No, I'm not worried at all. I think if anything, it's just helping create even more hype.
Yeah. And tickets went on sale today. So buy your tickets. See you on IMAX.
I'll red box it.
Yeah. I'll wait. Right? Download it. A lot of the movie theaters are doing cool things. They're trying to get you to go on Sundays. And so like AMC, Cinemark, and a couple other Alamo Drafthouse, a couple other chains are doing like special tickets or special posters if you see it on Sundays. They're calling it Four Sundays. And there'll be a different card or ticket or poster every week for them, like 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys got your tickets already.
I did not.
I didn't.
I do.
Oh, did you? Where'd you buy tickets at? Irvine?
So, yeah. A good friend of the podcast, Vaughn, who is the master of waiting in line, went over and waited at the one true local IMAX theater near us, and he got tickets for every single screening. They had 3 IMAX screenings, 7, 10, 20, and 1:40. So he picked me up an extra 7 o'clock screening ticket, and then I'm going to be also going later on in the evening with my lovely wife, and I'm going to see it a second time, and I'm super excited. So I'm going to see it once IMAX, one non-IMAX.
Nice.
At the Spectrum, right? That's the theater?
Yeah, the Spectrum, the Irvine Spectrum.
Yeah. I saw Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Ooh.
I know. You know how big the subtitles were on that screen? Holy shit.
Fun point of reference. That was where I saw episode 1 for the first time. I waited in line in front of the place for 12 hours to see episode 1 when the day it opened. And here we are all these years later going to see episode 7 the same way, except without having to wait in line because it's reserved seating.
I saw the Water Boy there because they were playing the trailer for episode 1 there. And then I saw episode 3 there. I saw episode 1 and 2. I saw it at the stadium in Orange. I waited in line for episode 1 to see that. Hmm. Yeah, geography for all you people that aren't in Orange County and have no clue what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What about the tractors? Did anything in the trailer?
I didn't see any tractors.
No tractors? You weren't looking hard enough. Did you guys see anything that gave you pause, concern, like kind of question?
Yes.
What'd you got?
I think it was like at the minute 20, what did I say? The minute 45 mark? Where Rey is crying over somebody's dead body. And it looks like one of those long face guys. Long face skinny guys.
Right, the Muns?
Yeah, well maybe, I don't know. But
I don't even see a face.
It looks like a nose and lips.
Yeah, I see like
the very
ear.
Bottom of the screen.
I'm looking at that right now and I can't even tell.
I have super mega vision.
Oh, you know what? I see a lot of fur directly to her screen right. It looks like maybe Chewie's shoulder with a bandolier.
Oh, see, to me it looks like a forehead all the way on the left with a line on it. And then, like, at the very bottom, it looks like lips and then, like, a nose just to the left of that. I don't know. It looks like a long-faced guy.
Well, now that Randy says this, I could almost see that's Chewie carrying the Mun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't know if any... I mean, we don't know what...
But that also looks like the same forest that that Finn is fighting Kylo Ren in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's maybe Chewie carrying Han's body.
No.
Nope. It's too big a head. Plus, Han doesn't die. We need. We still haven't seen. The villains haven't really gotten a lot of the action. We didn't get any new Hux. We didn't get any Smoke. We didn't get.
What's a Hux and what's a Smoke?
We didn't get very much.
I don't think we're gonna see much of Snoke in the first movie at all.
You think so?
I think it's gonna be like a big reveal. You know.
Because he's Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that would be interesting. I don't know, spoilers.
Yeah. I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
What's
I know no spoilers.
Snoke is like the supreme leader. He's the one that's pulling the strings, the one that what's his butt, Kylo Ren answers to.
Okay, let's play what if. What if Luke Skywalker is the big bad leader of the First Order? What is your reaction, Justin, to your hero? Do you cry and just walk out and say, I'm not watching episode 8?
No, I join him or die.
Yeah. Like what Luke said. Luke vouches for him. Who am I to second guess the Last Jedi?
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
He's got his finger on the pulse.
He can hit an exhaust port that's 2 meters wide. That's good enough for the blue ribbon at the county fair, Dave.
Yeah, that's why you put that force field over the new trench. Like, look, guys, I hit this thing. It's not hard.
And now the opening is the planet size, and they don't give a shit because they got a force field.
He's like, look, I'd flown an X-Wing for exactly 8 minutes, and I could do it.
Yes.
I'm just saying. We got people been flying for their whole life.
I dare you to do better.
I dare you to do better. I destroyed a space station when I was only 19. I saved 86 rebels on Yavin.
Dare you to do better.
Wait, what is that from?
That's what Pike says to Kirk.
Oh, that's right.
From one of the greatest lines ever out of Star Trek history.
Love Probably it. The greatest.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Randy?
Oh, I was just going to continue to answer the question that you asked like 10 minutes ago. There's nothing that really gives me any kind of pause for concern or anything like that. I'm looking at it and I'm just loving the shit out of it.
What about Leia? We got our first good look at Princess Leia.
Yeah, and she's hugging Han Solo. How awesome is that?
Yeah. Like she's like sad, like they just learned that Luke was the supreme commander of the First Order. Hold me.
He's like, now that there's an opening for Emperor of the Empire.
Yeah.
I just sit on the throne and claim it, right?
Yeah, let me just go ahead and fire off my resume through LinkedIn. Look, I heard you guys got an opening here.
And okay, so one of the things that you were picking apart, David, was when we saw Poe and Finn. At the resistance base with all the trooper or with all the pilots and everything, and they do that kind of cool like
the attaboy
spin around. Yeah. That look, there's a lot of people in the background. There's at least 100 or 200 extras running around. It didn't feel too small. And I know some of the stormtrooper scenes, there's only like 10 of them on screen at any given time. So if anything, those might feel a little sparse.
Well, I'm cool with that. Like that could be like Kylo Ren's like his personal guard. Like it's like him and like 9 stormtroopers just going to like just mess things up. And maybe it's not just the people. Maybe it's like the landscape. It's just like this like green like pasture. I think it's a good thing. I think it's just we're so used to if Lucas was doing this, he would have just fucking superimposed like 1,000 people, and then there'd be shit on the mountain, and there'd be like hawks flying in the distance, and there'd be just all this like shit. And I think like, that's what Abrams doing to like create this feel of like reality.
And what you're saying is perfectly demonstrated in a scene from Episode 4 in the special edition where Han Solo comes around that Death Star corridor hallway. Into an area that originally had like 4 stormtroopers just chilling, and instead now it's a hangar bay that has like 200-300 stormtroopers inside of it. So yeah,
exactly.
I'd also like to mention that we are going to be getting in atmosphere battles.
Yes,
which is cool.
That's the first time.
Yeah, that's new, and I think that's going to give us this this perception that it's moving really fast and it's going to be really exciting when it's in space. It's cool and all, but you're mostly just distracted by all the fucking laser beams firing at each other's ships.
It's to sell Battlefront video games.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, because when you're in the atmosphere, you got, like, the clouds, and you got, like, the ground to, like, give you, like, a trajectory of how fast you're going.
You got the water, you got these blown-up buildings, you got destroyed ships. It's going to be pretty amazing. I'm excited.
And it's cool because the X-Wings should, in theory, have an advantage over the TIE Fighters in atmosphere because TIE Fighters are very aerodynamic going left and right.
Oh, and that also reminds me, at, like, the minute 48 mark, there's a part where you see BB-88 in, kind of like in the R2 spot of the X-Wing, and there are a million looking TIE fighters coming over the mountain, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, the shot's really cool because it's BB-8 looking forward, and then he like turns to the right.
He's like, oh, fuck this noise.
He's like, this is so bad.
That warrants a beep, bop, boop kind of emote.
Yeah, that's definitely worth checking out. It's like at the... So at the 147 marks when it starts, and you see him, he's just like chilling, looking forward, having a good time, and then he's like,
he's like, go. That'd be sweet if he just turns on the hyperdrive and just get the fuck out of there. That'd be...
He's like, faster, must go faster.
Yeah.
There's a really cool shot too where you see a whole bunch of stormtroopers in some wreckage and some ruins. It looks like a destroyed castle or something like that. And you just kind of see them look like they're fortifying their position. In the distance, you see all the X-Wings flying over the water. So there's like this wall of water being kicked up behind like 10 X-Wings heading straight at them. And that's a really neat shot too.
It's a very, looks like storming the beaches of Normandy type thing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's super cool. Podan and his boys.
The more I see this, the more I just get excited.
Yeah,
like it can't not be good. Like I mean, there were warning signs in like episode one. Like I remember not being impressed by the first like teaser trailer of episode one. I've yet to be anything but just ecstatic with everything I've seen or heard from this movie. Am I setting my lights too high?
No, not at all. Even those little tiny like 5-second teasers that we got earlier this week leading up to the trailer. It was all amazing footage.
The teaser for the teaser.
Three teasers. and they had some new footage that we hadn't seen yet too. Like in that one scene where we see Rey and BB-8 looking up and we finally see what they're reacting to. Like a whole bunch of TIE fighters and drop ships flying overhead. And that was the first time we saw that 180 spin around the Resistance base with all the X-Wing pilots and everything.
Just good stuff. You know, R2 is a bit of a go-getter, and C-3PO is he counterbalances him. He's like the fraidy cat. I'm curious to see where BB-88 fits into that mix.
And has he completely replaced R2-D2?
God, I hope not.
R2's conceivably with Luke, I guess.
It's possible.
Where's that? Where's 3PO? 3PO is probably with Leia, but we haven't seen much of them.
Yeah, but the only publicity stills I've seen of 3PO and R2, they're together.
We have with the red arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Metal Gear Solid arm.
Yeah. Hey, I just sent you another screenshot. I want to know, you remember that little, like, fudgesicle speeder bike that Rey drove on?
Yeah.
In the first trailer? Remember, you're like, is that a fudge pop? Mm-hmm. A fudgesicle? A USB drive? Oh, you called it a USB drive.
I called it a fudge pop.
Where are you sending these photos?
On the Skype.
On the Skype. Mm. No, you're on your phone. Never mind. Forget I mentioned it.
Yeah. Idiot.
Idiot. No, I'm not an idiot. You're an idiot. So yeah, so that Star Wars, it's a thing, and
can't wait.
Can't be more excited. Mark Hamill's in it, you know.
Yes,
maybe.
I think at least.
I think what are Kylo Ren? They're the Knights of Ni. What are they called?
They're the Knights. The Knights of Ren.
Ren. They look like they're ready to rumble in that one screenshot that you sent. Like they got like a. Looks like an energy bat or something. You see that with like the three little red streaks on it?
Yeah.
What is that? And the guy all the way on the left, he's got like this, it's hard to...
Almost looks like a Gatling gun or a flamethrower.
Yeah, on his arm or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one on the far left is the one that almost looks like he's wearing a Mandalorian helmet. But
you can almost make out the T. It looks like he's got a Mandalorian armor. The guy next to him looks like a Cylon with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got the bat. Yeah. The guy all the way on the right's the band leader. He's got this baton.
I gotta watch this again now. Yeah. Just so I can see.
It's at 124. I freeze framed it and I sent it, but you're on your phone. So.
Oh yes, no, I'm looking at it right now. I see the baseball bat.
Yeah, I didn't see the baseball bat until Justin pointed it out.
The baseball bat and a baton. He's in a dance troupe. looking good. Then the other guy's got, they got like dusters, they are capes. I don't know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, yeah. The guy on the far right looks like he's straight out of Willow. He's got like a Mad Mardigan, like, or not, who's the bad guy in Willow?
His name is Kale.
General Kale.
Yeah. There you go. It looks like he's got like a Kale mask on.
With a skull?
Yeah. And the guy in the very back looks like he's from Daft Punk.
Yeah.
They are here to fuck you up. That group is a cool looking group.
Yes.
I hope they sell a multi-pack of action figures of him so I can look at it and say like, ugh, I don't got space.
I think the guy with the baton should run up and say, no one starts a rumble without me. Like an outsiders.
He's like, I got this from Gandalf. Oh, look, I'm Gandalf the Grey. Star Wars.
So much good stuff.
Why isn't it out yet?
2 months.
Yeah, and that's final bit of footage we're going to see before the movie comes out.
I'm okay with this.
I'm super excited. I'm very happy that Disney's not Disney-ifying it by showing a million trailers. We got 2 teasers and a trailer. That's it. That's all we need. And a Korean TV spot 8 months before the movie came out for some reason. Where we saw said Starkiller base.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was closed at that point.
Randy, do you have a list for us?
I don't.
You son of a bitch. I have a game.
Cool.
You could rank the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Let's rank the Star Wars
movies. What's your game? Is your game Star Wars related too?
It's not exactly. It's in the spirit of the trailer, though.
Oh, sweet.
So, because this was an awesome trailer, I thought I'd have an awesome trailer game. So, I'm going to say something that might remind you of a pretty badass trailer, and you just tell me what movie it's from.
Cool.
Sound good? Right. Most of these, I believe, are from the last 15 years and are staples in our pop culture.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Ready. Woo.
Hands on your buzzers.
Buzzers ready.
I don't know. Okay, there you go. All right, here we go. In this trailer, we learned even the smallest person can change the course of the future. We also got
Wally?
A tease. No. We also got a tease for Christmas 2001. Christmas 2002, very good, and Christmas 2003.
Wait, what?
The Lord of the Rings.
I had to wig, so I'm like, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, Lord of the Rings.
In that first trailer, it ended with it saying, the Fellowship of the Ring, Christmas 2001, and it was a scene when the Fellowship's coming up over the mountain.
Yeah, that's a bad.
And then as they just kind of keep going up, then it's like, whatever, the Two Towers, the Christmas 2002, and then as Aragorn comes up and brings up the rear. It says, The Return of the King, Christmas 2003.
You got me confused when you started talking about Christmas, and then I was thinking about movies related to Christmas.
Yeah, like Die Hard.
Hmm.
Iron Man 3. So weird. Anyway.
That was really weird.
Or Jurassic World.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That's weird. Here we go. Dave, you got that one, right?
Yeah.
Dave. David's got the one. Very good. Number 2. In the first teaser for this movie, a helicopter was last seen caught in a web between
Spider-Man
towers. Ooh, I heard Randy first. The World Trade Center. Of course, Spider-Man wasn't released until May 2002, and that trailer was pulled shortly after the events of 9/11.
I didn't even hear the words Randy said. I just heard noise.
I heard, Spider-Man!
I generally just emit noise. That's how I communicate.
I like it. I speak Randy, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You've fluent in over 6 million forms of communication.
Yes, this is true. And this is not one.
That was actually one of the questions in that Star Wars trivia competition I participated in New York Comic Con.
Sweet.
6 million.
How many languages does C-3PO speak? 6 million. Over 6 million.
Yeah. So 6 million and 1.
Yeah. 1 is Randy speak. That's the one that pushes it over the 6 million mark.
There you go. You know what's funny? Instead of writing Randy, I wrote Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's got a point. Spider-Man's on the floor.
I shall be known henceforth as Spider-Man.
I am an idiot. All right, number 3. This trailer was presented in the form of a police lineup introducing the world to a ragtag group.
Suspects?
No,
nope. Ragtag group of intergalactic heroes. I knew one of you would say Usual Suspects. I didn't know who, but I knew one of you would. Dave, congratulations, Guardians of the Galaxy. You have 2. All right.
2 of them.
This one, you're going to want to listen for a little bit. Don't be jumping the gun. All right?
All right.
In October of 1994, three film students disappeared in the woods near Burkittsville, Maryland while shooting a documentary.
Blair Witch Project?
Randy, I did hear you first, but Amanda, I can see her smiling over there, so she's getting a point.
Yeah.
You threw me off when you said we had to wait. I'm like, stop.
Well, no, I didn't want.
I know that threw me off too because I thought, like, was there another movie where film students got lost in the woods?
Right. It's like something's gonna throw us off here, right?
Yeah, it takes place in 1994, but obviously the movie came out in 99. I didn't want you guys.
Curveball was there was no curveball.
Uh huh. I just know, Dave, you know years, so you would be like, fucking Die Hard with a Vengeance or something. Or Pulp Fiction. Something crazy. Because you're a go-getter. So both Randy and Amanda get a point. Yay. Randy's at two, Amanda's at one, Dave's at two. Alright. Number five. In this trailer, we see a young man who's not just anyone. One day, he'll have to make a choice. He's going to have to decide what kind of man he's going to grow up to be. Whoever Superman. That man is.
Star Trek?
Or Man of Steel, sorry.
Man of Steel.
Oh.
Good character or bad, he's going to change the world.
Wait, the new Star Trek didn't have a subtitle, right?
It's In the Darkness.
The first one
is just Star Trek.
Yeah.
You can refer to it as Star Trek 2009, so a lot of people call it that. Or the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Yeah.
Or Star Trek 11.
I love that Man of Steel trailer.
Star Trek 11.
Yeah, because it's Spock sequel, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that Man of Steel trailer. I thought it was badass.
Better than the movie.
Yeah, it was. And when he did the sonic boom at the end, when he was shooting up.
Yeah.
The flight. Ooh.
Hans Zimmer music.
Yeah, that was good. David has three. All right. In this trailer, we learn that a communications disruption can mean only one
thing. Episode one, Phantom Menace.
Randy ties it. I'm proud of you, Randy. You're killing it. All right, here we go. On July 2nd, they arrive.
Independence Day.
Ooh.
Ooh, very fast. On July 3rd, they attack. On July 4th is Independence Day, the day we fight back.
All right, I'm in this now. Now I know it's not just 2000s movies.
No.
Minute.
David has four now. Very good. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
In this movie, we question if the prophecy is true. What if tomorrow the war could be over? Isn't that worth fighting for?
Revolutions. Matrix Revolutions.
You are so close. Isn't that worth dying for? Okay, what is The Matrix 2 called? Who's got it?
Reloaded.
Very good, Randy, Reloaded.
I was like, what the fuck was it called? I couldn't remember.
Ooh, it's tied.
I forgot because Reloaded was the beginning of the end. And the third one was the end is the beginning is the end.
Yes.
Like but everything that has a beginning has an end.
Yeah. Like that Smashing Pumpkins song.
Yeah, which is in the Watchmen trailer.
Yeah. It was also in fucking the Batman movie.
It is, but we don't count
What? I mean, that's just the best one ever.
It sure is.
Batman and Robin is so good. Anyway. Here we go. This is the last one. The Golden Snitch.
All right.
Only 9 questions today.
I had one on my wheelhouse. Hope it's this one.
Might be. What's on your wheelhouse?
Do you want me to tell you?
If it's Heath Ledger, forget about it. Or Batman, don't worry about it. Okay.
It's not.
This trailer shows us once again it's all about the cars. This time they parachute out of a jumbo jet.
Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, Amanda wins!
I'm like, which Fast and Furious?
Amanda gets the Golden Snitch. Yay. 151 points to Randy's 4 and David's 4. You crushed it.
Killed us. Made us look like idiots.
Congratulations.
My wheelhouse one was Cloverfield, was my wheelhouse.
Oh.
That was a good trailer.
It was.
Where the
not
fucking,
so much a good movie, but...
Where the Statue of Liberty head goes flying.
Yeah, and you like, have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, that was nuts.
And then it just ended with like the like title screen of like January 18th, and you're like, well, what happens then?
Yeah, that was Bad Robot, yeah?
Yeah.
Did we get a trailer for that when we went to see like Transformers or some shit? I remember it was something.
Yeah, because it came out 08. So we probably got it in
God, I remember when I went to go see something, and that trailer was just like the found footage, and then the goddamn head goes flying. You're like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, they're like just at like a party. It's like someone's going away party, and they're also like having fun, and then it's like an explosion, and they all go outside, and then a Statue of Liberty head like rolls through the street, and then it cuts to like January 18th. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
I like that movie.
Do you?
Well, I thought it was cool. I don't know. Found footage wasn't tired at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It was pretty gnarly. And you had no idea. And then when you saw the monster, it was scary looking. I don't know.
Poor HUD.
Whatever. I know. He was funny. I don't know what happened to that director. He kind of...
J.J. Abrams?
No. It's Matt Reeves.
Yeah. He did Planet of Apes.
Yeah. He's doing War for the Planet of Apes. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
I wonder what's going to happen there.
I think there's a war.
Yeah. Think so? You think it's going to happen? No wars.
Yeah. Well, good job, Amanda. Congratulations.
Yay!
You've won a couple of the games in the last like month.
Well, the Quidditch rules have helped.
Or the one week where you got a point for everything. Well, let's try.
She didn't see the movie, so therefore she didn't have a shot. So
it was an unfair question. So yeah. Well, she should probably get a point.
That was funny. Oh man, it was fun rewatching those trailers, though. I had a good time.
Yeah, it's really good trailers.
Brought back memories.
There's an art form to crafting a trailer.
Oh, for sure. For show.
Anywho. Oh, and you know what? I forgot. We didn't mention that Finn's lightsaber looks an awful lot like Anakin / Luke's.
It certainly does.
Thief.
I know. Well, you got to be stealing stuff.
That's right.
Imported all the way from Cloud City.
Yeah, what is the bottom of... What planet is Cloud City on? I know it's in Lando's system. Bespin, but what planet?
Is the gas giant. Yeah. Is that it surrounds, so... Or that it orbits, rather. So
I see.
Yeah.
So where would the hilt land if it's a gas planet?
I don't know. Well, maybe Jakku's in the same system as Bespin.
The Lando system?
And maybe it traveled in space. You know, when Luke, when he gets jettisoned out the bottom of that tube thing that he was sliding down and he's hanging from the weather vane, when that little chute opens up, you see some debris go flying. Presumably that's his hand and his lightsaber.
I think it's like a Happy Meal garbage or something. I don't...
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's just somebody's McDonald's cup they threw out their window.
It's a big bulky hand.
Still holding the lightsaber.
Yeah.
I remember the very first rumors that I heard about the opening of The Force Awakens was you would see the opening crawl. And I'm not even going to say spoiler alert because this is so ridiculous it can't be true. But you'd see the opening crawl and then it would just go to space. It would tilt down to space and you see a hand, like a human hand, severed, gripping a lightsaber, just spinning through space and then ultimately hits the atmosphere of the planet.
I think it'd be funny if it was still turned on and it was just cutting through everything it hit.
It's a whoa, whoa, whoa as it's spinning. Yeah, that would be bad.
That'd be funny. So, yeah. I think they should have someone building a lightsaber. Like, you remember how Nightmare on Elm Street opened with Freddy Krueger making his glove? I think it'd be sweet if we saw Kylo Ren making his crazy Claymore lightsaber.
That would be cool. I would totally dig the shit out of that.
I should write this stuff. I'm an idea man, Michael.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Are we done? Shoutouts? Hey, how did Nonstop Comic-Con do in Laughlin?
Hey, we were just at the Laughlin International Film Festival this weekend, and we did pretty damn well. We ended up winning the award for Best Ensemble Cast.
Yay!
Yeah, which is amazing. It's a huge feather in the cap for all of our really talented actors and actresses. Very, very wonderful, and we do have a supremely talented cast I'm really, really proud of. And it was a lot of fun. The event was the very first mainstream film festival that we played at, meaning it wasn't geek themed or it wasn't it wasn't just like comedies or
comics
anything like that. Yeah,
or like a comic con, right? Or whatever.
Yeah,
the Laughlin Film Fest ranks up there with Cannes and Sundance.
Not quite necessarily, but it, I mean, along the same vein, I mean, serious films are being played right next to ours, you know?
Right.
So,
Well, we'll just say, for people that don't know, it's just as good.
Yeah. And for the more than 100 films that screened over the course of the weekend, for us to be the one that was chosen with the best cast is huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. So
proud
we're
you guys.
Super
That's
stoked.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was a number one good time, and
that's what I say.
I know. And we made a lot of new friends out there as well. We ran into a lot of really neat filmmakers, and they are people that I hope to have the opportunity to drink well into the night with again in the near future.
Did you do lines of cocaine?
No, but we talked about it.
Did you smoke drugs?
No, all we did was just drink and be obnoxious.
No hookers or anything?
No, there was an Oktoberfest-themed party one night at one of the pubs we went to, so that was fun.
I'm getting a vibe that he did blow, but he doesn't
want to. Yeah.
I'm getting a heavy, I'm not proud of it, but I did it. Vibe.
Randy, filmmakers, award-winning filmmakers do cocaine.
Yeah, we do, Randy.
But we had a hell of a time trying to find a hooker in Laughlin who's asked to do it off of. So so we kind of had to just like put a kibosh on the entire thing because we experienced a shortage of hooker ass.
Oh, man. You want a hooker ass? I can get you one by midnight.
With green nail polish.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome sauce.
Oh, and I gotta put a shout out for our screenings this weekend. We have three. Two of them are in West Hollywood, one with the Paragon Film Festival at the Zephyr Theater, Saturday, October 24th at noon. One, and this one we're really excited about because there's going to be a Q&A after, at the LA Comedy Festival, also in West Hollywood at the Let Live Theater at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, October 24th. Come check it out. It's only $10 if you buy tickets online, $12 at the door. And afterwards, there's going to be a Q&A with cast and crew. It's going to be a good time. And then also, we're part of the First Glance Film Festival out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Sunday, October 25th at 8 p.m. We are the closing night movie. So you go see our movie and then there's a big after party right afterwards and it should be also a good time.
Like it.
Check it out.
And if you're holding Coke, see Randy.
Are you going to Philadelphia?
No, I'm going to the LA screenings, but I am so broke. I cannot do another East Coast trip for our screenings, unfortunately.
That's fine. It's getting cold anyway.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah, check it out.
Cool, man. Congratulations to the both of yous.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We are very proud.
I'm proud to be an American.
America. Yeah.
Arr. Amanda, you got any shout-outs?
Nope.
Hey. All right, then. Well, as always, be sure to check out my fucking Tony Tolato over at Sci-Fi Talk. You got Tim Byers there over at TheBullBelieve.net. You got Mr. Rod Faulkner at the 7th Matrix Reloaded.com. And my fucking, what do we got? Pixelated Podcast, Stephen K. James, Highlight, Week's Worth of Video Game News. And you also got Tyler and Jeff over at the Comic Corner Podcast talking about what's hot, what's not on the pull list for the comic books. And remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on the Twitter there, at Geek Legacy, at Pixelated Pod, and at the Comic Corner. Go to geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews, and you stay fabulous!